Hello, my name is Jim Froelich, and I'm here today from the Parish Stewardship Ministry to share some important financial concerns and to also ask for your help. As highlighted in this week's bulletin, we are now starting the last third of the parish fiscal year, somewhat behind budgeted expectations. There is no reason to panic yet. We remain financially sound. But it is prudent to realize projected shortfalls early and act responsibly. The offertory collection at Mass is the main source of revenue for most parish expenses. For the past decade, we have been remarkably consistent with an annual collective gift of about $1.4 million, while operational expenses have increased significantly. The severe economic recession of 2007 and 8 was challenging, but it also provided very favorable conditions to build the gathering space and to upgrade the heating air conditioning for the school. Thank you again for that generosity. In 2015, the Archdiocese began and prioritized their One Faith, One Hope, One Love capital rebuilding campaign, which limited parishes from capital fundraising locally. To date, we have contributed nearly $1.5 million toward that effort, ranking us 11th in the entire Archdiocese. We are truly a very generous parish, and I'm sure if there was a specific project that needed financial support now, we would immediately respond to get it done. The Stewardship Ministry endeavors to lead and encourage others to more fully experience the satisfaction of gratefully giving more of their time, talent, and treasure back to God as a sincere expression of praise and worship. It is my goal in this role to provide a better awareness of what our parish is doing, what it wants to do in its various wonderful charitable ministries, and how our gifts are being thoughtfully utilized. Right now, however, it is my responsibility to simply ask on behalf of your parish for a necessary cost of living raise. By your attendance today, you are all core parishioners and obviously very committed to GA. I promise that the Stewardship Ministry will do more to also appeal to the many registered parish families that do not seemingly attend Mass here regularly, and to urge a greater use of the convenient offertory options now available via automatic bank draft and credit card. Everyone can also evangelize locally to help attract new families here and to bring our wayward brethren back home. More active parishioners in the pews and a larger student population at the desks will assuredly increase our revenue too. In the meantime, however, it's up to us to do more now. The average offertory gift from our core contributing families is about $1,100 a year, or about $21 a week. To support all that we want and need to do together, the sustained offertory revenue must grow to at least $1.6 million in the next fiscal year. To get there, we will need to average $1,500 per active family, or about $30 a week. If possible, consider starting your work week with a quick prayer of thanksgiving to God, and then dedicate the value of that first hour of work as your Sunday offering. Obviously, not everyone will be able to increase their treasure contributions equally, but every gift is important and meaningful. As we start the Lenten season together, please prayerfully consider a meaningful sacrifice commitment for your family, and please start this new higher level of offering next week. Also, let's actively invite more neighbors, friends, and extended family to attend the Fish Fries, Angel Fest, and Sunday Mass to help promote our parish throughout the greater Mount Washington area. Finally, please intentionally include GA in your daily family prayers, asking repeatedly that God may continue to bless us all with the means to build his kingdom. Amen. Thank you.